Take your Bible, King James Bible, authorized version. Amen. Turn to 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. Verse number 1, the Bible says, you want to stand to your feet and honor reading of God's Word. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes, exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I want to preach tonight a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. On the thought of the restrainer. The restrainer. Now we see this, and if we give this clarification, we look at it. Paul's a talking to us, and he's talking to Thessalonians, and his clarification is that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's imminent and it's near. He said we need to be expecting Jesus to come. Amen. That's what he's saying. And he's telling us, he's elaborating on how we'll be gathered together when that time comes. Amen. That's what the reference is to 1 and 2 Thessalonians. It's looking for Lord Jesus Christ and being ready when he comes. Amen. It ain't no use to look for him if he ain't ready when he comes. Now, I've heard a lot of people have told me over the years, said, well, preacher, when I hear that trumpet, and I'm going to fall on my face and get right with God. I believe in my heart that if you ain't right with God and been saved and a child of the King, you won't hear that trumpet. Amen. And you will be left behind. And woe to them that'll be left behind. So we see this, Paul's telling us, he's telling us here about a restrainer. A restrainer is something that holds things back. Now we take a bit and we put it in a horse's mouth and we restrain that horse. You can take as long as you got control of the horse's head, you can make that horse do anything you want to do. You can take him anywhere you want him to go. Amen. As long as you control his head. We can take fences, us old farmers, we take fences and we put them around the cows and we hopefully keep them in. Amen. They can't get out because the barbs on the barbed wire keeps them from getting out. We take a flood of water, we take a bunch of multitude of water, and we build a dam and put it around it, and it contains in a valley, and it contains that body of water. Amen. You might say that these things are restrainers. I'll tell you one better than that. We can take our children and give them good godly counsel, and hopefully it'll restrain them and point them and take them in the right direction. Amen. So the good godly counsel will become a restrainer to our children. So we see a restrainer, it's that holds back, it's that holds in, praise the Lord. That's what it does. Amen. In other words, what it does, it keeps from action. It keeps something from doing something. Amen. The Bible's telling us here pretty explicitly that there's a restrainer here that Paul tells us about. Praise God, that's a holding things in check. Amen. It's holding things. It's keeping things in control so they don't get out of hand. Amen. Let me tell you something, youngs. This whole world is just about out of hand. This whole world that we live in is just about out of control. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you're seeing it. Thank God for the restrainer and the restraint that we have here today in the hour we live. Amen. And in other words, he's saying this restrainer is keeping something from going about the business that it wants to do. It's stopping it from prevailing. It's stopping it from going ahead with the things that it has determined to do. Amen. So the Lord's to tell us here, praise God, and he's showing us this, and he tells us first and foremost, praise God, he said, don't be fooled. He said, don't get caught up in the tomfoolery of this world, praise God. He said, what you need to do now more than ever before, he tells the Thessalonians, he said, you've heard all this junk, this stuff's coming out, even as though it was letters from me, letters from us, but praise God, listen, he said, don't be fooled by that mess. Praise God, there's a soon coming day, and it's near and at hand, praise God, that he said, don't let yourself be deceived by any means. He said you need to stay focused on the Word of God. Amen. We need to stay with the book. Amen. Praise God. There's so much foolishness out there, it's crazy. They say so much tomfoolery and people telling this and telling that and giving their opinions, and everybody's got one. But I won't say, I want to know what thus says the Word of God. Amen. If I'm going to make preparations for a journey, praise God, I want to have the right roadmap. Amen. I don't want to go in some off direction, praise God. I want the truth, because the Bible said the truth will make you free. It'll give you a path you can follow, praise God. And you'll know when you get to the end of the path, praise God, you're going to be on the other side. Amen. You're going to be in glory with the Lord. So he tells us not to be fooled. Amen. He tells us that he said, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, there's going to be a lot of means, a lot of things that will come up, and people are going to try to deceive. Amen. You know why? That's going to be easy. Because everybody's looking for an answer. Amen. Everybody's looking for somebody to fix it. And I hate to say it, but we've got leaders in the country and the world today, praise God, that just lost their minds. And everybody in the world's looking at it and saying, you know what, we need somebody that can fix this. Amen? Somebody that can take charge of this. But the Bible says, don't let nobody deceive you. Let no man deceive you. That includes yourself. Don't get caught up in self-deception. Amen. That's one of the most grievous deceptions that you can have, is self-deception. It's bad enough when somebody else deceives you, but it's even worse when we deceive ourselves. Amen. When we start looking for the answers, praise God, in other places, and our mind starts playing tricks with it, telling ourselves, you know, well, maybe that you've got the answers and you don't need to go nowhere else. I want to say where we need to go is to the Lord. He's got the answers. He knows what we need. But he said, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, for that day shall not come. And he's talking about the day of the Lord. He said, except there come a falling away first. He said, there's going to be a great rebellion, and that rebellion's going to be against God. Hello? These foreign nations that's coming at us now, they're anti-God. Russia, China, these other places, they're not allowed to worship like we are. Amen. If you're gonna worship God, you've got to have a special permit. And they got people that sit in the pews, listen, to make sure you don't say anything about the contrary to the government. I tell you what, you can't hardly preach the Word of God and not say something contrary to some of the government. Amen. Because government is corrupt. A lot of it is corrupt. We need to pray for our leaders, praise God. We need to be vigilant about that. And we need to go to the polls and vote these people out that don't stick with the truth. Amen. If you got a bunch of people, now I'm not preaching politics, I'm just telling the truth. You got a bunch of people that believe in Sodom, and you got a bunch of people that believe in killing babies. Amen. We need to get rid of them. Amen. 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 We need to vote them out. Put somebody else in, give them about 2 years. If they don't do better, praise God, vote them out. Put somebody else in until we get enough in there with enough backbone to do right. How do you know they do right? When they start doing right according to the Word of God. And it's not what me and you think's right. It's what God says is right that matters. Amen. Praise God. But he said that there'll be a time of a great rebellion. He said that rebellion will be against God. And it'll be a time of lawlessness. Hello? Amen. Does anybody know where we're going? Amen. We're headed there in a breakneck speed. They want to defund our police. Amen. Take them off the street so we don't have nobody to protect us. Against this lawlessness that's coming out all over the world. Amen. And he said the lawlessness will lead to a lawless one. There'll be one come out of this, it says. He said there'll be a falling away first, or apostasy. People that say they love the Lord, but they don't really. Amen. The first chance they get, they turn their back on God, turn their back on the church, the house of God, the people of God, and they go back to their old pernicious ways. Amen. The Bible said children of God are not those that go back to that to be made useless, but the children of God are those that stay in the fight of faith till Jesus comes. He says in Luke 18, he said, "Will I find faith when I come?" He's talking about finding faithful people doing the faithful things for God. Amen. You're welcome. That's what God says, praise the Lord. And he said, but he said, there's coming a lawless one. He said, he's going to be a falling away first. Amen. A time of apostasy when people that say they love the Lord turn their back on the Lord, turn their back on the church, turn their back on their families. Amen. And go the other way. Amen. And that manner of sin will be revealed. The lawless one come on the scene. Amen. The laws, the one who exalts, the Bible said he exalts himself. He defies godliness. Amen. He sits in the temple of God and proclaims himself to be God. You say, well, preacher, people will never fall for that. Really? Let me tell you what's happening to right now. There's a little old fellow over in Ukraine. He was an actor and a comedian. And he got tired of what his government was doing, so he ran for president and won. The Russians rose up. That's that big army that's coming out after a little army, if you've been watching the news. And they come against him, and he rose up, praise God, and becomes somebody, and the whole world's a falling after him. The governments of every nation, he's went into them through video conferences, and every one of them has stood up and give him a standing ovation because he stood up against tyrants. He stood up supposedly against that's wrong, praise God, and supposedly stands for what's right, and the whole world is crawling over him. Amen? You say, preacher, I don't understand that. Why would that happen? Because the people are looking for someone to rise up and say, listen, this is what we need. And people's ready. These people in the United States, people that I've heard by myself, through my own hearing, that have said openly, we need him as our president. The president of Ukraine. Amen. They've actually come out and said that. And the Bible says they come. You say, preacher, this could never happen. It could never happen. The Lord's setting this thing up, praise God, is playing right in line with where he said it would be. He said there'd be a falling away. People turn their back on God and they'd turn to everything else. And then when everything got really, really bad, they would say, oh Lord, please help us. And somebody would rise up and say, hold on, I got all the answers. Now, the Bible says here that there'll be a time for his revealing. Now, the Antichrist is in the world already. John tells us that. He says there's many Antichrists. Those are Antichrist, anti-Jesus. But he said there's coming a time that this man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, praise God, is going to come on the scene. And he's going to proclaim himself to be God. And the world's going to accept him. He said, preacher, I just can't see that happen. Let me tell you how it happens. When the church is raptured out, amen, harpazos, that means to snatch, to taken away by force, amen. When the Lord at shouting trump, the church is gone, amen. Me and you, all born again believers are gone. Can you imagine what the earth will be like when all of God's people are gone? All of a sudden, in a moment of time, every one of us is gone. Say, boy, that'd be wild. Say, all these people just disappear all at once. That ain't nothing. Think about it. Planes are flying. I mean, big old passenger planes are flying through the sky. Amen. And all of a sudden, the pilots are gone. You can only fly so long on autopilot. Sooner or later, they'll run out of fuel. Amen. You'll start seeing planes falling out of the sky. You'll start seeing buses, praise God, careening down the road, running off cliffs with loads of people. Some gone, some still here. You'll see mamas and daddies run home to check on their children, and the children's gone, and they'll be in despair. Cry, "Oh Lord, what happened to my children?" Can you see it playing out, this thing? He said, "There's coming a time when it'd be revealed, but this man of sin, this lawless one, a man of rebellious against God, is going to rise up," and he'd say, "Hold on, youngins, I know what's going on. We can fix this." Amen. It don't take rocket science to figure out how it's going to play out. Amen. We just have to realize that this lost one, there's something that's keeping him from coming on the scene. But one day he will be revealed. Amen. When it's time for him to come on the scene. See, now the lawlessness continues in secret unto them. But really isn't a secret now. We know it. We can see it. As born-again believers, we see the lawlessness. We see the rebellion against God. There's all kind of shenanigans going on now where you got even word that the Pope is trying to do some kind of meeting with Russia. And if they can get with Russia and they can get Russia to repent because of some sin that Russia done years and years ago. And if they can get them to repent of that, then God will heal Russia and Russia will be good and Russia will be nice. And it'll be like a little puppy dog and it'll be okay. Amen. But that's not what God says. God says that this thing's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, the lawlessness is going to continue to multiply to the end. And the lawlessness will continue in secret, but until the time that it's revealed. So we have to ask our question, what's holding him back? Amen. What's the restrainer? What's holding the Antichrist? What's holding the lawlessness back? The Lord gives us a couple clues here in this text. As we look at it, we see that the law tells us here that the restrainer holds back the lawless one. Amen. He holds him back. He said he opposed himself and he that called God worship, or that is worship. So he, as God said in the temple, God showing himself that he is God. He said, "Remember not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time." He said, we know that there's something holding back the forces of evil, praise God. And he said, it's going to be revealed when it's time, and we're going to know who it is. And listen, I don't think the Antichrists are running around in Pampers. Amen? You'll get that in a minute. Amen. I don't think he's running around in Pampers. I don't think he's eating baby food. I think the Antichrist is here. I think he's probably an adult. I think he's ready to come on the scene. He's just waiting on the energizing force of the devil, praise God, to ascend him, to give him his power. When the time is right, what's holding back the lawless one? Now look what it says here in verse number 6. He said, "And you know what withholdeth." So we see that what withholdeth means that he's a principle. It's a principle that's holding back, a principle of righteousness, a principle of what's good and right in the eyes of God. It's what's good and right in the world in which we live. The very principle of decency. Amen? We're getting past that. Used to, you take your family, go to Asheville for a Saturday afternoon outing and have a good time. Now you go to Asheville for a Saturday afternoon outing and you have to be careful what they see. Amen? Wickedness is on every hand. The everything hold back. He said there's a principle, praise God, that's still here that maintains some sort of decency. The very principle, praise God, itself. Not only is there the principle, verse 7 said there's the person. Verse 7 said, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." It's working, it's been working. Said, "Only he who now letteth will let." So he is the one that's holding it back, praise God. He's the one that's holding back. He's the one that's hindering the Antichrist and the force of evil from coming upon the world. Amen. You think about what's happening here. We've had today, Wednesday, there was two major earthquakes happen in Taiwan. Amen. A 6.7, I believe, and a 6.1 within 30 minutes. We've had the tornadoes that happened in New Orleans, out west. down east. We've had all these things, praise God, that's happening, that God's telling us that it's going to happen before it comes. He's showing us the time is near and we need to be ready, looking for a soon coming Savior. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, I want to give you hope. Amen. Because the Lord gives us His hope. He gives us in a principle. He gives us in a person, praise God. He said, He not let us, will let. In other words, the one that's hindering the Antichrist, hindering a lawless, sinless one from coming, praise God, a sinful one from coming, He said He's holding it back. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad He is? Amen. Not only is the principle the person, but He's the restrainer, the praise God, has the very power to hold back the devil. Amen. To keep him from coming. Amen. Praise God. To hold him back. To keep him from overpowering us. Amen. But now notice what else it says. In verse number 7. It said, he now will let until he be taken out of the way. So he tells us here that he's not only holds back the lawless one, not only is a principle, not only is a person, praise God, not only does he have power, but praise God that he is, that he, the restrainer, is removable. Amen. That the restrainer is removable. Amen. Praise God. Think about that. So who is the restrainer? Amen. The restrainer is God Himself. The restrainer is God the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's who it is. The principle, the person, the what, the who is God. God's the only one that can overcome the forces of evil. Amen. But now I have a question. You know, a preacher, if it's removable then in the Holy Spirit, how can it be taken out? Because the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. It's the very essence of God. So it leaves us in a quandary. And it leaves us in a predicament. In our minds we see the Holy Spirit going out, but in our minds we also see a Holy Spirit that's omnipresent. He's always going to be there. Because Jesus said, I go away, but I'll send you a comforter that will abide in you. Amen. But where does the Holy Spirit live at today? The Holy Spirit lives in the hearts of born-again believers. He lives in the hearts of you and me. Now the Bible says that during the tribulation, there'll be thousands saved. In Revelation chapter number 7, let me just read it to you right quickly. Revelation chapter 7, verse number 9. He says, after this, now he's talking about after this, he's talking about after those 144,000 Jews are sealed in their foreheads with the mark of God. Amen. After they're sealed out, now they're going to be preaching the gospel during the tribulation, during the time of troubles. He said, but after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said unto me, these are they which come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, these are the ones that come out. I pray God, how they come out? Through the Holy Ghost of God, the omnipresent power of God, the force of God. You say, well, preacher, I thought you said that he had to be removed. He had to been taken out. I'm telling you what happening. God said it. We are that force. Amen. You and I are that force of God. Me and you are that power of God. Me and you are that one that's filled with the Holy Ghost of God that's here to make a difference right here and right now. The difference that we make right now will make a difference for decades to come. Amen. Did you hear me? I said the difference that you and I make right now, today, will make a difference for decades to come. Amen. The preachers that preached to you and me and when I was just a little old boy, praise God, is the ones that made a difference. That's why we're here tonight worshiping the Lord. Amen. So what's going to take place? There's going to be millions saved during tribulation. So what is restraining the lawless and what's keeping it from coming? The secret is, amen, is you and me. You and me tonight are the one that's keeping him at bay. You and me are the one, praise God. He indwelled the Holy Ghost of God in you and in the church, praise God. It's the one that makes a difference right now. It's the one that's holding back the forces of evil because of the goodness that's in us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. See, I am the temple of the living God. Amen. You and I are. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 16. Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth," where? "In me." Amen. In you. Amen. "Dwelleth in you." Amen. So who is the you? It's you. Who is you? It's me. Amen. I ain't trying to confuse you. You is me and me is you. Amen. Holy Ghost God dwells in us. He lives in us. He helps us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, he says, what? He says, "Have you ever doubted that? If they ain't question about it?" There's a question mark. What? He said, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" You know, how do I know this? He said, "For us are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit," watch this, "which are God's." Amen? So he says what's holding back the devil? What is the opposition that's keeping the opposition from coming and exalting himself? You and me. The Holy Spirit of God that's in. Don't ever sell your short self lightly. Don't ever take your religion lightly. Don't ever take your faith lightly. Because it is you, friend, that's a holding back the forces of evil tonight. It's you and I, praise God, that are standing upon the Word of truth and the foundation of truth, praise God, and the truth of God, which is the love of God. Amen. Amen. What is truth? The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. What is love? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, when we stand upon that, truth will be here. But he said, there's going to be some that will believe a lie and be damned. They'll be sent strong delusions. Amen. Think about this. That little man over in Ukraine, the world's already lauding over him, lifting him up, praising him, be some great something. And I'm not putting him down. I'm admiring his stance and, you know, taking a stand. They said, "Hey, we'll go. We'll bring a plane. We'll come get you out." He said, don't bring a plane. Get me out. Bring a plane. Bring me some guns." Amen. He said, "I'm in it for the fight. We ain't going to give up." I admire that. But what's going to happen if something happens and he comes out to be some great something and the whole world goes after him? Amen. Then the church is taken out of here. Now, the church has to be gone before the Antichrist can come on the scene. Amen. It's gone. It's called out. It's snatched out. Then the Antichrist come on the scene. They'll begin to build temple. There'll be peace and false peace with the nation of Israel and the nations of the world. All the time there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be things still going on. He'll be giving peace here and fighting over here. It's just the way the Bible says it'll happen. But the Holy Spirit of God that lives in us, that part will be taken away. And then there'll be literal hell on earth during that time. People will be calling, screaming, and begging the trees and the rocks to fall on them, kill them, and they won't be able to die. Amen? Because the restrainer's been taken out of the way. Because me and you have gone on to glory. I'm saying tonight, youngins, we need to gather up and take up as many as we can. Say, "You know what, I love you and the Lord loves you and I'd like to see you saved. See, I'm born again, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late." There'll come a day when it'll be too late. But we still have the opportunities today. Amen. Today's the day of salvation, the Lord said. Today, tonight, and right now, the moment in which we live is a time that we need to be doing our best for the Lord. If we haven't done nothing, haven't even got started, amen, it's time to get started. Just tell people about the Lord. I told somebody today, the Bible said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to you. Say, how do we win people to the Lord? Just tell them about Jesus. Say, Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God, come to earth, live, bled, died for your sins and mine so we might be saved. Amen. You need to be saved. You need to trust the Lord as your Savior so you have the promise of heaven. So you won't have to go because the restrainer, me and you is going to be taken out of the way in a little bit. Who's going to be left behind? Family, children, loved ones, mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, be left behind to go through an awful time of torment that this world's never seen. If you'll look at those pictures of Ukraine over there, the Lord's given us a peek of it. They said there's coming famines and hardships and things of this world that the world's never seen before. Ukraine furnishes us a quarter of our wheat and corn to the world? And they say now they don't even have no fields. They've destroyed. They don't have fields to plant in, much less to reap and harvest. Things is coming. It's this thing speeding up. It's escalating. The Lord's getting us ready. But He gives us strength. Paul is telling us here, same thing He told the Thessalonians. He said, hey, listen, clarification. He said, the Lord's coming. And said, it's time for us to be ready. We need to be looking, but mate, don't be deceived. Be ready looking. So that they said, there's going to be a falling away, but we're not those that fall away to perdition. Amen. We're the ones that stay close. We're not the ones that fall away to be made useless, but we're the ones that God said He's going to use right up to the end. Till He calls us out of here to be with Him, praise God. And I just hope to goodness we can just reach and get a hold of three or four in each hand, praise the Lord, and just take them with us, praise God, for His glory. But the question is, who is the Holy Spirit? When's He going? Praise God, He's in us. He's going out of here, and praise God, when we go. He's going to be here. He's omnipresent. Of course, He's going to be able to save those thousands during tribulation. Those are willing to hear the preaching of the 144 witnesses. They'll be saved. Thousands and thousands saved. But I don't believe anybody that's ever heard the gospel will have an opportunity, because the Bible said they'll believe a lie, a delusion of the devil, and they'll be damned. Amen. He said they might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I mean, that's where we're at. There's a whole lot of world that said having pleasure in unrighteousness. That's not right in the eyes of God. But the Lord says, praise God, we know better and we trust in the Lord and we're getting ready and we're getting excited. We're getting in and getting pumped up, looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He's going to step out any day, any minute, and take us out of here to go home to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. So He gives us clarification. He gives us the clues. He gives us analysis of what's taking place, what's going to take place. This blessed old King James Bible, it's better than today's paper. More accurate. Amen. It's been accurate for 6,000 years. Praise God. And it's still just as accurate today. It's truth that'll make us free. It's truth that'll give us hope. It's truth that'll give us direction. It's truth that'll help us be the light in the darkness so that others can see their way out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight.